here to help and here to inform. I suppose that can is the same thing, isn't it? Huh?
We're still AAA rated, I hope.
according to Standard & Poor's. Anyway.
They're not rating us good, thanks.
No. All right, let's get to the action of the moment. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here and available to take your calls at 888-553-7536. Write that number down. It'll come in handy during the course of the next 2 hours as we probe what's going on in the world of medicine, in the world of health, in the world of your well-being. And so if something has happened during this past week, you're certainly encouraged to spend a moment getting to the phone and calling us so we can give you some clarification. We, maybe a little from me and a lot from Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, and 888-553-7536 puts you in touch with Ken. The story of the recall, more salmonella, it may be the biggest recall, but you wonder why. It is under the circumstances. When you go back to March, Ken, and see how this thing all got started, it's pretty sickening. A lot of, well, some people, what, 70-some-odd have been sickened by this.
One death and dead. Dozens have been sickened. Yeah, this is a meat giant, Cargill. Doug, they're recalling 36 million pounds of turkey after the government hunt for the source of a salmonella outbreak that has killed one person in California and it's sickened dozens more in multiple over 20 states now. It's one of the largest meat recalls ever. Let me just talk a little bit about salmonella, because most people, Doug, infected with salmonella bacteria, they develop diarrhea, fever, and abdominal cramps about 12 to 72 hours after exposure. The illness usually lasts about 4 days to 1 week. It's not going to be your most favorite week you ever had, and most people fortunately recover without treatment. In some cases, individuals, they develop severe, horrible diarrhea. I've had to admit people to the hospital for this. The infection can spread from the intestines to the bloodstream. We call this sepsis, and to other parts of the body, and can even cause death. I've had a few deaths with this in elderly or immunocompromised people who did not get prompt treatment with antibiotics. So it's the older adults, the infants, and those who have illnesses which impair your immune system. They're more likely to have severe illness from salmonella infections. If you're in this group or you know somebody, please get to the hospital real quickly.
Well, one of the things that troubles me about these deals is the government lack of action. It's the usual stuff. Cargill is a big ag facility. And so this thing, actually, the problem started in March, and nobody did anything about it. It just kept compounding inspectors. I mean, it's the same old stuff, Ken. That's one angle of the story. Salmonella, Listeria, things, E. coli, if you will. There are a number of these things that are around. And as you've just pointed out so accurately, the problem is those people who do not have a strong immune system, who aren't really on the top of their game health-wise, are the ones that are susceptible to this. And so what's the out? The out is to make sure that your systems are functioning properly, to carefully monitor what it is that is going on in your body. That's the real way. If you said children who may not have developed their immune system properly, or older folks who have a compromised immune system because of any number of things that have happened during their lives, and the people who get sick are going to be affected by this. The average person will not be affected by this one iota if the turkey meat that you have is cooked well done. When you cook it, it gets rid of the salmonella. If you have raw anything, and this is my bugaboo about sushi, we've had this conversation before, anything else, even though people say to me, wait a minute, you think that meat should be cooked well, but you don't think that milk should be pasteurized. It is, right? I mean, there's an oxymoronic point of view here. And what I know about this, because for those who don't know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. Been around cows all my life, been producing milk all my life. I understand that there are two kinds, in this case, of milk being produced. There's a fellow or a woman, whoever it is, the farmer, always a small farmer, producing milk specifically for usage as a raw, to be produced and consumed raw. And the way that the the process happens. It's so much cleaner. The environment is cleaner. If you're producing raw milk to be pasteurized, the system doesn't have to be anywhere near as clean. And I guess the same thing would be true. I mean, I don't know anybody who eats raw turkey, though. Ugh.
I hope not.
Oh, my God, is that gross? But at some point in time, somebody had to do it. I mean, when you go back through the history of a man, he used to eat whatever he captured before there was flame, whatever it was around, ate stuff.
That's why they only lived till age 35.
Oh, that may... there we go. So... anyway, but if you want to hold the government responsible for yet another fiasco, this is it. And it brings us around to shaking our head and wondering, is there anything that these people can do that is done correctly? And the answer is, it's hard to find something.
Let us know at 1-888-55 Dr. Ken.
All right, so other things of interest here this week from your neck of the woods, that is cardiology, a study on chest pain.
This is a really fascinating study that any of us who work in this area truly know. I was glad that this came out this week in the Annals of Emergency Medicine. I must hear, Doug, at least once a week or more in my office from patients who are concerned about their heart. They may even have heart disease, and they'll tell me, yeah, I'm having some chest pain, but Dr. Kronhaus, it really wasn't too intense. It was kind of mild. And that is the quickest way to the morgue if you have that belief. And this was confirmed this week in the Annals of Emergency Medicine. Please, I don't want anybody to have a problem that could have been prevented. Having chest discomfort, it's like being pregnant. The intensity doesn't matter. It's just the fact that you have it. So don't downplay the symptoms. Even people who take care of people who are heart patients or potentially heart patients, all the providers, all the nurses listening, if you don't know it because you're new, please be aware the intensity doesn't matter. You can have the minimalist of symptoms and still have a big, impending, doomful heart attack.
Yeah, but the other side of that is chest pain sometimes can indicate indigestion.
Oh, yes.
But you don't want to leave it to chance. If you don't know, you don't just say, oh, well, it doesn't really bother me that much. You need to find out. You need to know what's going on in your body.
Chest discomfort can be due to the stomach, the intestines, the gallbladder, the lungs, the skin, the mind, a lot of different things it can be due to. And you need to get it checked out. It can be due to the neck, the bones of the spine, all these different possibilities. But the key is that even heart attack that's impending, that's developing, can present with the minimalist of severity of symptoms. In fact, it's been estimated, Doug, that up to one quarter, up to 25% of all heart attacks have no symptoms. I probably once a week tell a patient from a test we've done, usually just a simple EKG, they've had a heart attack in the past. This creates a lot of unfortunate emotion, but so often heart attacks, permanent damage to the heart muscle, occur with no symptoms.
Cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 888-553-7536. And if you want to have a consultation, if you've listened to Ken for a while, I think, hey, this would be a good guy for me to consult with, call his office, toll-free, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Has a blog at drkenshow.com, which is his website. And if you have some email, you can send it to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or along to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. Lots of advice, lots of information. Can chewing more help you eat less? That question gets answered up next. First, though, a thought about your well-being, digestive relief. We were just talking about pains and where they come from. This portion of the program brought to you by AlloCure. Try AlloCure. Dial 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. That's the, you can sort of blend that down to 855-879-2873. Here's your time to shine, Ken.
Well, for anyone suffering with digestive issues, the next minute is worth listening to. Are you tired of being dependent on pills or tablets that can have dangerous side effects for digestive discomfort? Well, now there's a new, easy-to-use and effective risk-free digestive health treatment being offered to all of our listeners. We're talking about AlloCure. It's a fast-acting and affordable acid buffer that promotes long-term healing, and it's not just short-term relief. Alacur reports over 90% of users are satisfied with the results. It also can help your blood sugar stay at a good range. If you're suffering from acid reflux, before you go and try over-the-counter or prescribed medications, talk to your doctors about this product. If you're treating yourself and trying those over-the-counter products, use this first. If this works, you may save yourself from a lot of potential adverse effects and even save yourself some money.
So for a long time, centuries in fact, aloe has been known as a great healer. That's the main ingredient here, and that's why it's called Aloe Cure. It does a lot of great things, as Ken just outlined, and now the best thing is that you can wake up feeling great tomorrow if you call this number today. 855-TRY-ALOE-CURE. That's 855-879-2873. Ask for Aloe Cure and get that special offer. Make sure you tell me you're listening to Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Looking to shake up your family's dinner and bring some added excitement to summer meals? Author of the Kitchen Coach Cookbook series and culinary ambassador Jennifer Bushman has tips to add flavor.
Tapping into the flavor of summer is easy. Sometimes even a timeless staple like chicken needs some new inspiration. When I'm looking to put a twist on a favorite, I turn to Lowry's seasoned salt and marinades for uncomplicated, inspiring ideas. My trick is to update classics with lively flavor to make the old feel fresh and new.
And how can you make chicken more delicious?
A recent favorite of mine is grilled chicken pizza. I marinate the chicken in the new Lowry's original seasoned salt marinade to add a zing of sweet and savory spice to this dish. Then just add the grilled chicken slices to the pizza crust along with fresh vegetables and cheese. You can skip the oven completely by cooking your pizza right on the grill, giving it that great brick oven taste. It's ready in only 20 minutes.
This recipe and more can be found at Lowry's.com. I'm Lynn West.
Calling all parents and their creative kid chefs. Put your imaginative twist on the classic peanut butter sandwich for a chance to win a $25,000 college fund. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Parents and children are invited to enter the 10th annual Jif Most Creative Peanut Butter Sandwich Contest. Mary Beth Botticher of the J.M. Smucker Company has details about this exciting contest.
We really look forward to the inventive creations from kids across the country. Sandwiches are judged on creativity, taste, nutritional balance, visual appeal, and ease of preparation.
In honor of the 10th anniversary, the grand prize winner will also receive an additional $10,000 for educational products. Deadline for all entries is October 12th.
We have been a proud supporter of fostering creativity in the kitchen and encouraging parents and their children to spend quality time together.
No purchase necessary. Details, entry form, and official rules are available at jif.com or jifenespanol.com. Contest void where prohibited.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus continues with information, some good medical news up next here.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now 23 and change after the hour. It is the Good Day Weekend program that you're listening to with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, combating medical ignorance and helping people who need all kinds of health clarity. There are a lot of folks who have anguish, anxiety, Ken, because they have something and they don't know what it is. As you pointed out a few minutes ago,
that can be severity. Worse than the problem.
Yeah, right. The chest pain stuff is important for you to get a handle on, understand how it works, understanding your body, knowing what's going on. It seems to me that's your number one job. Otherwise, you'll be of no use to yourself or anybody else if you don't have good health. 888-553-7536. And to sort of tag on to that, exercise and the good ramifications from the good news department.
A little bit of good news after talking about some less than pleasant things. And I can't tell you how health-promoting peace of mind is. So that's one thing I can do here for you, is give you some peace of mind. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKN. And some good news this week out of the medical journal Circulation, this is an American Heart Association journal, is that even a little bit of exercise helps the heart. I hear all week from so many patients, oh, I don't have time to exercise, I can't do anything, it's boring. But even just a little, you know, parking a little far from the office door, so you have to walk a little bit, going to the grocery store, and putting the car, like I like, too far from the door so you can walk to it. These things are so helpful. 150 minutes or 2.5 hours a week of moderate activity, and that's not a big deal, can reduce the risk of heart disease by 14% in this article, and 300 minutes or 5 hours a week reduces the risk of heart disease, including heart attack, angina, bypass surgery, all the big things, by a whopping 20% compared to the people who didn't do anything. So even a little bit of effort, walking around the hallways, climbing some stairs, very health promoting, help you reduce the risk of the number one killer of Americans, a heart attack.
That's what our fitness guru Angela Metcalf says all the time. You can use every step. What did I say, Angela? I did say Angela. It's Andrea. Exercise that you think about doing versus the exercise you don't think about doing. In other words, moving your body, no matter what you're doing, if sitting in a chair, you can move your arms around. If you're walking, you hold your butt tight. All of those things are very important and easy to do. 888-553-7536. We go through the medical news of the week here at the beginning of the program, so you sort of have an idea of what's going on in focus. Here's some more good news. The way you eat your food is very important. And I don't think this comes from who would have thunk it. There's a certain amount of common sense involved here, Ken, isn't there?
Well, I'm going to bring to your attention this week some tips to how to help you lose weight, things that you may not have thought about, actually presented in the medical journals that your doctors are reading this week. This one comes out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week, that people who chew their food more take in fewer calories, which may help them control their weight. Here's what they did. Chewing the food 40 times instead of a typical 15 times caused study participants to eat nearly 12% fewer calories at the end of the year. This can really account for some loss of pounds. So besides getting those smaller plates, just count up to 40 and you won't imagine how much you can lose.
Go to the restaurant and sit there and chew. It's like chewing your cud. Think about it. I have cows on my farm. Sometimes I sit and watch them. Obviously, I'm challenged with things to do. I'm sitting there watching a cow chew her cud.
Doesn't help them lose weight, though.
No, it doesn't. There are ways here. There's one of the other issues or one of the other things that I think are important. You just said you have a focus on eating, et cetera, ways to lose weight. There are ways to combat mindless eating that have been studied here, it looks like.
Yes, mindless eating. You ever finish that bag of potato chips and the whole thing is gone and you didn't even realize you ate it?
So you ate a quart of ice cream or something silly like that.
Exactly, and you weren't even hungry.
Yeah.
And it just was gone. I do it. We're all guilty of this. And this is a way that you can, in the course of a year, put on a lot of weight. This mindless eating, it's a subconscious eating habit that can lead to, yes, unnecessary weight gain. And you can turn mindless eating, Doug, into mindlessly eating better and maybe even some weight loss by simply making some little changes as eating off smaller plates. Yes, the dish size influences how much we eat. So serve your meals on a salad plate rather than a large dinner plate. I've tried this. It works. Keep the candy dish out of view and move healthier foods to eye level in the cupboard and refrigerator. Tried to do this in my house. It does work. And this is something that I have to think about. Eat in the kitchen or dining room rather than in front of the TV watching that baseball game where you're likely to lose track of how much you've eaten. And we can train ourselves. Most of us don't know when we're full. You know, you ask somebody, you ask the French, when do they stop eating? It's when they feel full. You ask an American, when do they stop eating? It's when the plate is empty. So we can train ourselves to better know when we're full. Here's a little thing you should do. This is a little game play with yourself. Pour yourself a 20-ounce glass of water, drink half, and then concentrate on what it feels like in your stomach. Then drink the other half, and you'll notice an immediate difference. The water stretches the stomach, and you'll feel full. And this is the sensation that you should be feeling for.
More good medical news coming up, and we'll start taking your calls now. We've been through the outline of many of the important stories this week in the world of medicine. We're here live at this time every weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536 is the number for you to keep in mind or to use right now to call and ask your question of Dr. Ken.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Our phone number is active, but there is still room for you always in one way or another. We can fit you in. You got to try, and then you got to be patient. 888-553-7536. Sometimes you got to be more patient here to get to Dr. Ken than you would if you sat in his office, because he's pretty good at getting to his patients. Not like most doctors, where people sit around forever and wait to see the doctor, and he's happy to get you out of there as fast as he can. Or she is. That's not the case here. Let's get to your issue, though. Please have your question in mind when we get to you on the air. We'll start with Ken in Utica, New York. First up with a question for Dr. Ken. Ken and Ken, hi.
Hey, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Ken.
I recently went to the Cleveland Clinic about, I think it was June, and they adjusted the shunt that I have for hydrocephalus. And last night I felt fine, but my skin was getting really clammy, and it came and went at different times. So actually it was yesterday, and the night before I think it did the same thing. So I called yesterday to make an appointment with a different neurologist closer to home. I just wondered if it's something I have to address right away, or if I should just wait till I go to the neurologist next week.
Let's explain to everybody listening what you're talking about. You're going to help a lot of people here. So we're talking about yourself. You have hydrocephalus?
Right.
And, you know, the brain, it's like gelatin, but it sits in a lot of goo. It sits in a lot of fluid. It floats around. And this fluid is continuously produced, the cerebrospinal fluid. And this fluid, the CSF, needs to be produced, and it also needs to be accumulated and recirculated. And often what happens is the process that drinks this up in the brain gets blocked up, and it can accumulate, and this becomes a big problem. You can be born with this problem where you don't have adequate clearing of the cerebrospinal fluid, or you can have trauma bleeding into the brain. There are some infections. There are some other diseases which can cause this. Often we have no idea why this fluid builds up in the brain, and it can cause some serious symptoms and problems. Why do you have hydrocephalus, Ken?
They said they didn't know. It just started probably, I think it was 2003 it started. We were out on the wine trail, and it just all of a sudden my legs started dragging, and I couldn't stand up. I kept falling down, and they put a shunt in. It has 18 different settings, they told me.
How did they know that you had hydrocephalus? What kind of test did they do? Did they do a spinal
MRI? They did an MRI, and then I've had follow-up EKG, or not EKGs, what a...
EEG?
CAT scans.
Uh-huh. But what did your CAT scanner show?
I couldn't see anything. All I could see was the shunt itself. But they said my ventricles were huge.
Okay, so you had big... The ventricles are deep inside the brain. They're like craters on the moon, cavities, and these are filled with fluid. And when you are not continuously draining this cerebrospinal fluid, this is where the fluid builds up. It's like having this deep swimming pool inside your brain, and they get larger and larger, and you can see these on the CAT scan as a result of the increasing fluid accumulation. But did they see it? They didn't see any cause. I imagine you had a spinal tap at some point.
No, they didn't do that. They just did the...
it was so odd. I guess you had this long standing. It was so obvious from your CAT scan that your ventricles were large, and they didn't even want to put you through the risk of that.
Probably not. And then the doctor told me, the original guy that did the surgery said that every time I went back for a follow-up, he said there was no change, so he was happy with that.
The most common way that this is treated is with surgery and putting in a shunt, and this helps to drain. It's like putting in a new drainage system, and it helps to keep the fluid down. I would not mess with these things, Ken. If you're having some symptoms that have just developed, I would not put this off. And I would just be concerned that, you know, I don't want to raise any unnecessary concern right now, but obviously we always worry about these things getting infected.
That's code for get to the doctor as soon as you can. Don't
okay.
fool around. All right?
Right,
take
got
care,
it.
888-553-7536. How to be in touch with Dr. Ken? That's the answer. If that's the question, it could be like medical jeopardy. We ought to play that sometime. You know?
Give out some answers?
Yeah, give out the answers and ask, have people ask the question. Alice, what's your question for Dr. Ken?
Hi. I'm going to have anterior hip surgery very soon, and I opted for a block because I did some research and thought that it was an easier way to recover generally as opposed to general anesthesia, and my doctor has agreed to it, but generally wanted to go the other way. And I had a question about what you thought about that, if you agree. They say you don't have the breathing tube, and I don't know, just some things about recovery that made me think I prefer that. And I wondered about that warfarin that you have to take. How long is it safe to be on that? Is it true it's rat poison?
Well, I wouldn't worry about the warfarin unless you have a bleeding problem. The problem with...
The answer is yes, though. It is. That's what they make. Rat poison is made from warfarin.
But that's in a toxic dose.
Right.
I mean,
how many times more than they're going to give you?
Right. They won't give you enough to poison you. They'll just give you enough so that your blood's a little thin so you don't get a clot and end up killing yourself with a clot in your lung. The problem is that when you have the hip replaced, you're going to be in a situation where you can't get up a lot. And, you know, everybody, no matter what you're doing, should never sit for more than an hour or two because anyone can get a clot in their leg. And if you're in your situation postoperatively, you're not going to be able to do that. So temporarily, they need to thin your blood so you don't have a clot. I would not be at all concerned about that, Alice, unless you have a history of any bleeding problems. And if you do, then they need to get some specialists involved to help.
What about the block as opposed to general?
Is the anesthesiologist who's discussing this experienced with doing this procedure with the block?
I'm not sure. I'm going to the hospital, and they're just going to put me down for that. I'm going to meet that person that morning.
Alice, what I would do is, if you want to, how does the surgeon usually do it? The surgeon that you're talking to, with what kind of anesthesia?
Well, I was told usually recommends general, but if you ask for block, he'll say yes if you want it.
Okay. What I would do is I would ask for a consultation with the anesthesiologist before the last moment. And they'll do that. Just tell the doctor, the orthopedic doctor, that you have some questions about anesthesia and you'd like a consultation with the anesthesiologist a day or so, not the same day. And
I'm only going to get to see that person that morning of surgery just before.
Alice, I'm trying to help you, okay? I'm trying to lower your anxiety about all this. And so work with me. Ask the referring orthopedic doctor if you can have a consultation with the anesthesiologist before the day of surgery.
And if they tell you no, tell them you want a different anesthesiologist.
Just work with me, and you'll get the peace of mind you're asking for, okay? I've been through this a zillion times.
All right. Don't let them tell you what you want. You're paying for this, or insurance is paying for it, so you don't take no, or we're too busy, or some other baloney.
And listen there how you can be your own enemy. Alice is asking for help, and she's resisting the solution.
Right. Yeah.
Don't do that when you get into the medical maze. It'll only wreak your own havoc.
888-553-7536. Martin, what's your question for Dr. Ken?
Good morning. I called you before, and you recommended something to me, and I wrote it down, and I misplaced it, so I'm sorry about that. But
What is it you'd like to know?
All right, I have a numbing in my foot. My left foot, it's got the small toes of my foot, and they get numb. They've been numb probably for about since January, and I've also had sensations where I've lost all feelings in the toes and my fingers. I'm even sleeping sometimes, and I wake up in the middle of the night, and I find my hands I got on my chest. I find that my fingers are numb, and it's not the most pleasant thing. I feel like they fall asleep.
All right.
And,
so what's going on with him, Ken?
Is it just involving your hands and your feet, or is it, can it be anywhere?
Yeah, it's just my hands and feet, and mostly my foot. It's the main thing is my left. I lost small tarsals on my left foot, and I went to the doctor, and he recommended he had no recommendation. He had me go down to a test. I don't even remember what the test was, but he had me go to a doctor, and he did some kind of a scan or something like that of my body, my feet, and all that, and he couldn't find anything wrong with me. He said I'm in good shape.
You're in good shape, but you're still numb. You need an examination. There's a lot of reasons why you can be numb. Have you been to the neurologist?
The neurologist, yes.
What tests did they do?
I can't remember. It's been probably a month and a half, and He did a test. He looked at my. It's kind of a.
I think we lost Martin.
Yeah.
Martin needs to see another neurologist and get this
Martin
here. You also need a metabolic evaluation to make sure that there's no metabolic issue going on with you, any hormonal problem going on. You just need a good, thorough workup.
I think he ought to see a psychiatrist.
That may be the problem also.
Yep. 888. No, I'm not being facetious.
Because it sounds to me like he has had a pretty thorough workup.
He's got a lot of anxiety in his life. Whatever it is going on in his life, he's got tremendous anxiety.
There are some obscure absorption issues that can occur and create some unusual sensation like this. So he needs a good metabolic endocrine workup, and also maybe one more look with the neurologist. And if all that is fine, then the psychiatrist is after that.
888-553-7536. Dear Dr. Ken, this is addressed to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. You can send email to Ken that way. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Find the way of doing that if you are interested. It's easy to actually figure it out. Look in the listen box at DougStephan.com. So Al Smith writes, I heard your show regarding migraines, and I want to add my 2 cents worth. I've suffered from migraines rather often for the past 25 years. Get them due to living with a mis- or undiagnosed broken neck. A necessary digression occurs. Neck was broken for 25 years. Arthritis led to crushing and pinching of spinal cord, which led to total paralysis. Wow. Then underwent a rather nasty operation. He describes the C3 and the 3C7 and all of that stuff and screws in his neck. The doctor had to scrape away the arthritis inside the vertebrae to make room for the cord. When I get those rather beautiful auras, which he's using to describe the headaches that he's getting, he takes Feverfew. Migraine becomes a headache, sometimes not even a headache. Feverfew is a natural I have seen it, so I know that it's a natural sort of organic compound. He doesn't want to do the pills from the doctor, that is prescriptions, drugs, that sort of thing. So does this make any sense, Ken, as we go through all of this?
Well, there is some evidence, although it's very limited, that it helps prevent migraines and the alternative...
Feverfew does?
Well, it's limited. It's very limited.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there has been...
I don't remember knowing what it is. Do you know what the compound is, what Feverfew actually is?
It's a medicinal herb.
Uh-huh. Is it just for headaches, or is it used for other things, or can it be?
It means fever reducer. It's been used for reducing fever, headaches, arthritis, and digestive problems.
Really?
So and it's been hypothesized that it inhibits the release of serotonin and prostaglandins.
And sometimes you want to have more serotonin and less, right?
Sometimes you want to have more, especially when you're depressed.
Yeah. So I think I've found that serotonin in the past has been... It's sort of a homeopathic Prozac. Some people think it levels out the chemical or sort of balances the chemicals in your system or, more importantly, in your brain.
There are some side effects to it. Gastrointestinal upset, nausea, vomiting, pain, diarrhea, excess gas. Also, sometimes when you come off it, you can have what's called a withdrawal syndrome, which can cause rebound headaches, muscle and joint pains. So it has its own... Good and bad things, like anything else. You know, this, you have to look at this as a drug.
888-553-7536. Adam's in Albuquerque, and you're on the air now with us, Adam. Thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you. Hi, thanks for having me.
Hi, Adam. We're glad you're here.
I have a question. I have a few members of my family that have smoked their entire life, and they were fine, healthy-wise.
No, they weren't. They just didn't. Now, hold just a second. They were not healthy. Anybody who smokes for any period of time, even with the first puff, has the medical consequences. It's how you deal with it afterwards. Believe me, having been around smokers, watching people die from smoking, there's no such thing as a smoker who's healthy. So, excuse me, but that's a preposterous statement. Go ahead with your story.
Well, I apologize for
that.
That's
all right.
You have
to apologize.
That
it sounds ridiculous, yeah.
And, well, granted, that actually makes very much sense, I mean, especially from a scientific point of view. I'm just speaking from my own family's history. I've known many family members who boast almost about that they have never even attempted to quit, and they're in their 60s and 70s. At the same time, I have a few other family members that quit, and then like clockwork, between 5 and 7 years after they've quit, they've come down with cancer. Now, what I'm wondering is being all these chemicals that are in tobacco products, you know, they recommend to most people that are taking prescription drugs or things that we classify as drugs to not stop a specific drug suddenly.
All right. So your question is how to quit. What's the intelligent way? We've got about a minute here, Ken.
Where are we going with this?
He wants to know how to quit, or how would he get these people to quit?
That's a good yes.
Well, so how do you stop smoking?
Stop smoking without the chemicals causing a problem?
Well,
during the process.
Well, you know, nicotine is an addictive substance. So if you abruptly stop, most people will go into nicotine withdrawals. And I think what we've learned in the last year from numerous studies is there are genetics which make some people more sensitive to the withdrawal aspect of it. I have seen this over the decades that some patients can stop cold turkey, and some people, even on the ventilator, the nurses and doctors who work in the intensive care units will see people smoking on the ventilator till their last breath. And this seems to be somewhat genetically based on some recent studies. And the first and most important thing is you want to have to get off it. And, you know, we're running out of time on the clock. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about...
Yeah, we'll give him more. We'll talk a little about smoking in a moment here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom food supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Ken Kronhaus, trained medical scientist, practicing cardiology for years and years, decades in fact, was a trainee in the medical science training program at the University of Pennsylvania, got an MD and a PhD in cardiovascular physiology. Man, this guy knows what he's talking about. Represented the American Heart Association, has been a research fellow for them. I can go on and on. His credentials are as long as your arm, even if you got a long arm. 888-5, that's a good backhanded compliment, isn't it? As long as your arm, even if you have a long arm. 888-553-7536. Okay. So the question about smoking and how to quit, it's not an easy thing. You just gave an example. I've talked certainly on the air about my mother who died at the age of 50. She smoked until pretty much her last breath. What went on in her then, and the reason I wasn't trying to be a wise guy with Adam, but it's a ridiculous statement to say, well, they smoked all their lives and they're healthy. That is stupid, actually, because when my mother died, the doctor showed us her lung. It's like a burnt sponge.
They're black.
They're completely black. And
they should be nice and pink.
Yep. All right, so there are a couple of things this week from the research department that affect people who smoke. I thought it was interesting that there's, I guess, sort of good news for teenagers who are starting. I mean, if you can consider teenagers smoking and have a related story that's good to that, Ken, how does that shake out?
Well, heavy smoking has declined in the past decade, Doug, but occasional smoking has grown among teen smokers. And this is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. But smoking, diabetes, obesity, they can even shrink your brain. This is out of the medical neurology. These risk factors in middle age can cause your brain to shrink, leading to mental declines up to a decade later. So smoking has effects on so many different things. And we were asked about how to stop smoking. My feeling is, in working with many patients with this problem over the years, you have to first decide you want to stop. And then smoking is contagious. You have to hang around people who don't smoke.
Right.
After you do that, there are things like the nicotine patch or gum. There are other drugs, Wellbutrin. We're moving away from Chantix. Zyban also is a possibility. Hypnotism, acupuncture, outbound support, even behavioral therapy. All of these things should be tried. But your desire to want help to stop, and realize they're genetically gifted, I say that tongue-in-cheek, that make it harder to stop. So don't be mad at yourself. It may be in your genes just making it very hard.
Very difficult. Those smoking, well, they have those new sort of false cigarettes.
E-cigarettes.
Do those work?
They're worth a try.
Yeah, anything's worth a try. Everybody's chemistry is different, so some may work on you and not
just
work on
sure
others.
They don't have any nicotine in them.
And vice versa. Yes. Okay, so that's the anti-smoking, stop smoking section of the program. Now it's time to go to New Bedford, Massachusetts, where John is with a question for you. Hi, John.
Hi, how are we doing?
You tell us.
I got a question about gallstones from my daughter. She's 26 years old, is overweight, and she just had a baby about 3 months ago, which was a C-section. Now, the doctor says it's too early for her to get another operation. Now, my question is there anything else that she can do to try to get rid of the gallstones without being operated?
You know, the gallbladder, it sits under your liver. It secretes bile, which is used to digest fats. It runs into the intestines when you eat a fatty meal. Is she having symptoms from the stone in the gallbladder?
Yes.
Okay.
She gets lots of pain in, right around the gallbladder area.
There are...
You know, she's gone in, and what they did is they put her on a strict diet for 1 or 2 weeks to see if she really has to have the operation now or if she can wait until a few more months.
Okay. If she can't undergo an operation, and I would urge her to do it when it's safe to do it, it's amazing the technology now. My wife went through this. She was in and out the same day. My mother, 30, 40 years ago, was in the hospital for a week. The technology for gallbladder removal is amazing now. But if she can't undergo surgery, there are medications to dissolve gallstones that work for some. The challenge with them is sometimes they don't work real quickly. Sometimes it takes months or years for it to dissolve it. I would work with a gastroenterologist, a stomach an intestinal doctor who specializes in this area, because this is tricky work, and hopefully she'll be able to have the surgery soon.
All right, sir. Thank you for that call. That was a good call. A lot of good questions here on the board. People with this lady that has pain in her chest, we'll get to that next hour. Excuse me. There's the frog. It's arrived. The frog is here, Ken. The allergies.
And we'll talk to her during the break if it's an emergency.
All right. Stand by. It's 59 past the hour. Another hour with Dr. Ken Kronos. Up and coming on Good Day Weekend. Good Day Health.